Okay, welcome everybody. This is the Life After Barf Boff. And for folks who are interested, I encourage you to come up and sit with us here, because it's going to be a discussion, and we'd love to have your input or your thoughts. So if you'd like, I'm not going to twist anyone's arm, but we have open seats. And so Gunnar is going to be leading the discussion.
Gunnar, okay. Thanks. Thanks. Well, I have some points here. I don't really know what is achievable with this session. I hope we can get to something. Well, I'll first just state the status, although I know several of you are already quite aware of it. PentaBarf is the system we're using to organize DevConf since 2007. It's a very complete, very wide-reaching conference management system, which we have consistently hacked beyond what was originally part of it. So it has some good things. DevConf is, as far as I know, as far as I've been to, the most complicated conference to run, because we keep we use many factors that are not usually needed for our most conferences. For example, all this workflow about rating requests for travel sponsorship or the Assassin's games or whatever that are tracked in Penta. So right now, yeah, it's completely unique to us. The problem is that we've had many arguments recently. We tend to leak out of Penta because it's very hard to manage several details with it. We ended up using the wiki for many things that should be able to be stored in a database in ways that would give us a richer set of information and ideally should be easier to use and to understand. Yep, the bad points in PentaBarf is that it's it has very low hackability. This means it's a pain to work with. I see several people who have touched it in the past, and I think nobody in this room likes it, or would voluntarily want to work with it more than what's needed. The thing is, the logic of Penta is too twisted. There are many points by which something can be defined. I have spent 30 minutes wondering at how does a string of text get to the users. The things are defined in very different places all over. We were just having an argument because by fixing something yesterday, I broke something else. And Ganev knows this system better than any of us here, but he couldn't attend, and he cannot be in charge of everything. So if only Ganev is able to understand the working of PentaBarf, I think that's a weak point of the software. It's too complicated to install on a Debian system. Ganev again outright told me and told also Vittoria when he tried to join that it was impossible, that we shouldn't even try. So we have access to one test system called Cletus and to the live system called Skinner. I cannot do much work disconnected. I cannot test anything because I don't have a local install. The testing system is almost useless because it's on a very slow machine, so slow that that it takes ages to connect, it takes ages to do anything. So, to be honest, I do some very minor hacking on my computer, and against all good practices, I do most work on the live instance. So if during DevCamp you have periods of Penta pages giving you proxy errors, it was because it was restarting. My fault, and yeah, that's it. Then an important part of the Well, the complexity of it right now, of its database status is, it's very uncomfortable to work because we have split things in many different namespaces. Some of them are part of the original design, but for example, we have many tables called depconf.dc underscore something. Why? Because we wanted to keep the code base synchronizable with upstream. Well, upstream development died, so there's nothing to synchronize with. But we have a separated namespace, which makes things very tiresome to write and very error-prone. And I am an expert in committing errors. The thing is, I propose this buff, we will quite likely end a bit earlier, because I think there's not much discussion to the fact that we need something different, something new, something used elsewhere, something. But we have to get out of this problem. I think strategy A leads nowhere. Yeah, stop bitching, stay with Penta, love Penta. The only way we're keeping Penta is to train a monkey, because this monkey is out. We have valuable information in there. 6 conferences, which have all the attendees data, all the events, which are each of the talks, and many information that surrounds it. Part of it is not very important, like, again, the scores of 2 years ago's game of Assassins. We were suggested to take a look at something called FRAB, which is used by some previous users of Penta and has a series of logic to import from a live Pentabarf instance into FRAB. Of course, it would only import the base stuff, so the names of the people involved, the user accounts, the events, but it will not import anything that's DevConf specific, which is very important to us to keep. For example, we want the conference rate, the travel sponsorship ratings, because for following years we can refer to previous years' information. So I think migrating completely to FRAB is not an option. We have to keep the Penta instance alive, and we have to keep information there. So we can still look at the numbers with stable URLs and all the historic information. We could, on one hand, pull everything, say, by a very permissive wget. We would have some problems defining private and public information. So I don't think it's very likely, but it could be done. The other alternative that I tend to favor is just to keep Penta as it is right now. We will only have to provide a server to keep running with current versions, because it will not work with Wheezy, because it depends on very many Ruby intricacies which are changing for Wheezy, and install something new, something from fresh. So this is basically what I have as a structured presentation. I'd like to know some input from you, and I'll try to take notes here. Of course, this is Gobi, so you can all connect and help me make this into something more useful. Please tell me if any of you has any thoughts about this.
Also, is anyone online on #debconf talk room 2? Okay. Are you willing to relay comments if people ask them to be relayed? Thanks.
Maybe to start with the kind of boring bit about old data before we all rant about our own favorite conference systems. it would seem possible, not. I agree, in the short term, the most sensible thing is just to keep Penta running. Mm-hmm. It would seem like it might be possible to dump out some of the data from table levels from by doing queries which dump out a per user stuff we care about kind of thing, and put that in some appropriately permissioned place so that we don't need, so that we don't keep Penta going for 20 years or whatever.
I'd also like to ask the possibly heretical question of just how much we really need the vast majority of the data.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of the data is completely unnecessary. For example, bank account information hasn't been used in Penta for mm-hmm. a while, but it still exists from years where it was used. Most of the there's very little data we need, and a lot of it has gotten out of date, like people's addresses. For example, if they last attended in 2007, for example, that's irrelevant. So I completely agree. We only need a few specific things, and those of us like Gunnar or me or anyone else who has done Penta hacking in the past can figure out some way to export it if we go somewhere mm-hmm. else. I would be curious what other options there are independent of export from Penta for conference management software that we don't have to be the upstream for.
Yeah, on your specific point, I know that bank information was purged at some point. I don't know if it was requested again later, I don't remember that. But I think, what you suggest also makes sense on a different way. The thing is, I want to separate the problem of migrating to something else. I want to install something. And then somebody may have time at some point to take the data out. But for example, we don't want to break the URLs that are already pointing to our information. That can be, even if the data is easy to get, it can be hard to get it in the right structure.
Just to add, maybe on the data we want to migrate away, we have lots of information about past talks, including slides. We already have video elsewhere, but keeping these slides and stuff for future reference still is interesting. Mm-hmm. We can very well go to any other system, but there is valuable information that we should just not lose.
In fact, one of the things I've mentioned to potential sponsors is that, well, if you have your logo in our system, look, we have 11 years of past conferences information there, so it has high permanence.
Yeah, there's basically two parts of the Penta stuff, which also applies, in fact, when we start talking about possible replacements. One is the kind of what most conference software is focused on, of dealing with talks and events, and that obviously we would need to have some, maybe in the longer term, some static dump of all the Penta information on the same URLs. The other part, which actually we spend a lot more time fussing about, is the per user data in there. And yeah, again, I agree, some of it is just not needed, and probably if you kept Penta running for a few years, dumped out information as you needed it, then after a couple of years you can say, well, too bad, if we didn't need it yet, then it's probably not needed. But some of the data that is there, we should actually be using more. And because it's in Penta and tricky to get old data, we don't at the moment. So even for things like travel sponsorship, I think there's been a fairly low usage of whatever happened in the past, partly because it's tricky to get it in Penta and partly because it ends up being dumped into other things that are not Penta because Penta is tricky to use. So even just having a dump of this stuff in a version control repository or whatever that was given to the appropriate people would probably actually mean more use rather than compared to the moment, rather than less.
Just want to mention, relayed from IRC, from Eric, I think.
Eric.
Nisky. Yeah, Eric. the most relevant historical stuff to preserve is the talk schedule, talk data, links to videos, et cetera, which could be exported to a static site mm-hmm. since it's never going to change again. And it's in Gabi, so you don't have to remember what I said.
Well, I think arguing about how to export is something we can leave for later. The thing is, we need to start acting as soon as possible on the replacement, yeah. Because that's something that we always start worrying about in March. But in March, we cannot change the conference management system. so we have to do it early. The good thing is that next year we go to Switzerland, so everything is already planned. By the way, there's a planned network outage for Saturday. yeah. okay, so one thing that Mori suggested also, I think we should look into it, the number of workflows we currently handle, and that's a big part of this mess, is very big. Maybe we should split into several linked systems. And the amount of information shared is very little. So for example, if we take all the volunteers and video stuff and somebody works on it, we just have a single sign-on thing that also goes to attendance and goes to events, I mean, receiving talks and receiving papers to a different place, we will have many simpler solutions instead of one big one. One big solution.
I'm not entirely sure that it ends up being simpler. So, for example, the video team needs to have they've got the volunteers that they have are conference attendees, so they need to be hooked into the attendee system. They are working on the talks, and that means if the talks change, they need to be immediately updated. If we're talking about splitting into separate systems, it seems like we'd have to define a number of interfaces mm-hmm. that, in practice, you know, I feel like we're going to need to run the same kind of complexity.
Yeah, of course, we have to really analyze this problem.
Yeah, just to sort of explain where I'm coming from on that point, maybe I would rather that there exists some system out there that does everything we want. That would be great. My point is more that I'm pretty skeptical that that's true, and I'm pretty skeptical that there is any system that does our registration part in a way that really fits with what we want, because I don't know of any other conference with mm-hmm. Is interested in using free software for their stuff, which is at all similar in their registration levels set part. I realize that it would be ugly to all of us as geeks to have two systems which don't interface as they should, but I'm not yet convinced whether that ugliness is worse than the ugliness that results when we start hacking all our weird registration stuff mm-hmm. into someone's elegant existing system.
Because right now we have what's in Penta and what's on the wiki, so we already are having this overload.
Yeah. I tried to look into some of the alternative. What? This week I have kind of a FRAP instance running, but it didn't get it to have a port that is actually accessible from the outside for others. But I hope to do that. But that's not the point. The point is that I saw in FRAP as I looked at it that it just does talk and nothing else. So no registration for participants. I guess that's true for others. I had a short talk with Warlon about this, and he proposed we might try to adopt what they use for UDS, which seems not completely unreasonable if we manage to go over the political side of this. And it's somehow tied to Launchpad, but it was not at least not clear how much work it would be to rip out the Launchpad part, because he said it's just used for authentication. But I didn't look at the code at all. So, but we could investigate this too. There's a page, if you do a Google search, that has some kind of a list of open source conference management systems. The only other option I found there that seemed somewhat reasonable to use was what LinuxCon Australia uses. They have their own system, and they might be somehow a bit similar to us.
To which one, sorry?
And LinuxCon AU. And this is also the only one that's written in Python. And the others, the UDS one is also in Python. FRAP is in Ruby, and at least my Ruby knowledge is mm-hmm. non-existent. So I think if we go with FRAP, we really need someone that knows Ruby on Rails mm-hmm. or is willing to learn.
Yeah, well, that was a point I was going to get to later. Because, well, for example, I am a Ruby person. I'm willing to learn other stuff. I've never written Python. But I think we should form a team to start hacking as early as possible. Jimmy.
I found a list from May 2010 of conference management systems. I added the link further down in Gabi. Oh. There are three that it knows of in Python, including what LinuxConf.au uses. That's apparently called Zookeeper with only two E's. And there's also ConMan, which is used by the Utah Open Source Conference and Texas Linux Fest, and also ScaleReg, which is used by Scale. And there's a couple of other ones that you can see on that mm-hmm. link. So we could explore these if we need more options.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait, because I have a question here from a long time ago. I think that whatever we do, give to him later. One of the problems we've had with Penta is trying to keep in sync with upstream development really slowed us down because we have to do all kinds of safeguards not to invade the upstream namespace. I think that whatever we choose, we will deviate. I know that sounds terrible from a free software user point of view, but I don't expect we can integrate. Maybe we can if we find something truly modular. I understand your points, but I think that having it modular really can work well in that sense. But let's see.
Bueno, solo en español, ¿verdad? Entiendo de que la base y el flujo de información de Penta ya está ahí. Está disponible para consulta.
The base and the information flow of Penta is already there for query.
El usuario interactúa por medio de un navegador web, así que es un formulario por HTTP.
The user interacts by a web browser through HTTP forms.
Entonces, usted dijo de que pasa y que pongan a otro. Entonces, ubiquémonos en ese escenario.
So, he said, I said that, okay, we can migrate to something different.
La nueva persona va a tener que asumir las nuevas tareas.
The new person has to assume the new tasks.
Pero conservando lo que usted hace.
But keeping what we are currently doing.
Una tarea a la vez, se la delega él, ya no la hace usted. ¿Me entiende?
We delegate one task at a time instead of doing it
ejemplo,
ourselves.
Un nuevo usuario se va a registrar, ya no lo hace en Penta, mm-hmm. sino en un nuevo sistema.
New users will not register in Penta anymore, but in a new system.
Así, se pone una bandera en Penta de que ya no se consulta esa información, sino en el nuevo sistema.
So Penta gets a flag that information is no longer to be used, but the new one.
Es lento el proceso, pero...
It may be a slow process. No, en inglés sí te puedo responder, o...
Sí.
Ok. The Penta could be just frozen and forget about it. No new users there, no new information there. We will start with something fresh and we will not care about it. So what is already in Penta stays in Penta as it is, at least from my point of view.
Maybe one other thing to add is that I think that everything that is user related is in the end a list of fields with specifics. And I think that's probably the easiest part mm-hmm. of Penta. Even if you can add travels, sponsorship, blah, 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 etc., it's still a set of user fields that has to be expandable with specific formats and stuff. The tricky things is the video management, the talks, the assigning roles to talks and reschedule talks, assigning that to rooms and stuff. And I mean, if we need another system to just care about the user content, then just, mm-hmm. yeah.
Just to maybe repeating myself, but the bit that we have problems with at the moment is not really the talk system. And I think I agree it's sensible to go to a new talk system that's more up to date, that's maintained preferably. And I would still have a hope if we did, to put it a different way, I agree with Gunnar's point. If we do try to do everything in one system, we will doubtless need to fork it and effectively maintain our own system. my point on the kind of, well, I think modularity is too fancy a word for what I'm suggesting. I was only suggesting having more than one system. But if we did do that, then there, I would be more optimistic that we wouldn't need to fork the individual components, that we could find something that does what mm-hmm. we want. Even, I mean, it's possible for the registration part, we would actually just end up taking a standard ask users questions tool and plugging in our registration questions. It doesn't need to be a conference management system as such. But at the moment, the thing we have by far the most problem with in Penta is this dealing with user information and trying to get it actually given to us in a valid way with consistent choices by certain dates. And really, I don't think any system we find is going to be ready for what we want in that.
Yeah, I just want to point out that there's another one that is used by PyCon that is already handles the sponsorships and hotels and the conference part. It's called Symposium. And it's obviously made in Python, so.
I put it in Gabi again, the thing isn't scrolling down.
Okay, so from the group of people that are here that I know we are far from the whole universe, is anybody interested in hacking the new system? In first working what to start with, then probably do part of the programming on it? Yeah, but potentially interested in doing. Okay, so we have at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people. I think that the next step then would be maybe to open a mailing list to start handling this separately under the DevConf org.
Team should be quiet in the next few months anyway.
Sorry?
The team list should be quiet in the next few months anyway.
Yes.
It may be there's a possible advantage to just using that list so that other people don't forget about this.
Yeah, but it will reach many people who are not interested in this. So it will drive subscribers away. we can just set up a list for this, I think.
I do think that there's something to be said for having the people who are not working on Penta, but who have been working on other parts of the conference, be aware of some of the decisions that are being made. Right? So if we say, oh, actually, we're going to slough off front desk stuff, the front desk folks might want to know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sorry?
You're being captured.
Okay. And of course, a wiki page. Everybody needs a wiki page. Okay.
I think it's pretty clear that we do need to diverge, right, from any other. I don't actually think there's any disagreement in this room that a standard conference system is not going to suit our purposes, because mm-hmm. our conference is different from every other conference. But you know, we're going to be building from free software components. It's not like we're ditching. I don't think we need to feel bad about that. And I think that we should approach it from a point of view of what else can we contribute back, and how can we build these interfaces in a way that is reusable for other people.
Certainly, when I mentioned the divergence, I'm not at all worried that we're doing something unethical by that. It's purely that I worry about us requiring to always have people who are going to carry on maintaining this thing for DevConf. If it's just a DevConf piece of code, we've had problems with that for Penta, and although there may be a more initial enthusiasm for a new system another 6 years' time, it's probably back to the same problem.
And there's an important point in what you say regarding what Gaudens brought up. Well, we're building a large group, but when we decide it will be in Python, those who don't understand Python will be driven away. Or whatever language we choose, or whatever infrastructure. So, but let's try to use a widely used infrastructure, so we don't run out of programmers.
So, And I also think we should try to avoid the not invented here trap.
Yes.
And I'm still hoping to find something that has kind of a plug-in infrastructure where we just could plug in our custom things and hope that the API doesn't change too much over time so we can upgrade to the next version mm-hmm. without rewriting everything. But that's wishful thinking at the moment.
Yeah, just to kind of count, although I'm being still pretty skeptical on this, I should counter part of my point there, that part of the issue is also about the UI of Penta.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the user issues, and a lot of our hacking has been to try and make the UI less terrible for people registering. So it's also plausible that if we start from a newer system, firstly, as long as it has some flexibility and as long as the UI is not quite as bad, we may need to do less divergence, even for the user registration part anyway.
One thing I wonder, though, with the team we just built is that it's made of many people that are already deeply involved in Debian and or in DebConf and that will have not plenty of time on their hands. And the risk is that we just end up next year using Penta again because the work was not sufficient. And maybe one thing we could also do is say, okay, well, this is the absolute thing we need. And then everything that we can do in addition to this is just good if it's there on time. And maybe we should also say, well, if on the 31st of March we don't have anything that handles the video and the talks, then we just use Penta. And then we just stop the work because we have enough work for the next DebConf.
Yeah, but I think
I don't know.
That leads us to prioritize in which order will things be done. I think, for example, if we are in December and we still don't have any code, well, we have to make the user registration and talk submission. In March, we could start doing the video. In fact, the video controller, as it was used for the first time, was written in 2 days during DevCamp. We have to see the components and the prioritize them not only in importance but also in when are they needed. The video controller is never used outside of conference dates.
I was thinking what he said about not having the other system ready for the next mm-hmm. DebConf. That's a possibility, but I don't think we should dump the process just because it's not ready. I think we should keep working on it, and eventually when it's ready and people is happy with the new system, just replace Penta.
Mm-hmm.
And another point about the horribleness of the current system, which is not unique to Penta at all, but is a thing we should think about for the future, is we've a lot of parts of the data have been done in different ways in different DebConfs. So mm-hmm. if you go into the admin interface, even for an individual field, you're tending to see kind of 20 different out possibilities, each four or five of each, which we
have
used
currently
each year.
Three fields called daytrip. Daytrip option, daytrip paid, daytrip should pay. Two of them are Boolean, one is a reference to an outside table.
And what I would hope that we can try to do, well, what would be important to do if we want to avoid this problem in the future would be to, in the same, once we've kind of settled down in a piece of code and so on, or in parallel with that, try to look at all the things that happened over the past N DebConfs and try to design a sensible scheme that would support all of those flows
mm-hmm.
without being, or a sufficient subset of them that we care about, so that, because, I mean, just defining a single ideal thing won't work. We've got to have some flexibility there, but equally, I think if we supported most of what, like 80 or 90% of what's happened in the past few years, we could also try to be stricter in the future on not creating new variations on that and say, well, too bad. It's mm-hmm. if we've managed to run N DebConfs in this way, then you can probably run another one in that way.
Okay, so I think we have enough work in our hands. I think it can be time to close the session. We still have.
I think long term it would be nice to have the discussion continue on the mailing list, but I'm not sure if it wouldn't be better to have another meeting of those that showed interest here to have the possibility to do at least some decisions in person, because I think it would
be
more...
You mean an IRC meeting?
No, here, in person.
Here?
So that would, I just think it would be more efficient.
I also thought that the session is not yet over. We've got 8 minutes. I think it would be really useful to come up with a list of things that we need next. So, for example, here's a list of the critical data that needs to be, that we need to care about. Or here's a list of how we think it could be broken down. Or here's a list of the tasks that, that Penta is critical for, whereas not so critical tasks. Some kind of, I mean, and I'm not saying to actually answer all of those questions in 8 minutes. But I'm suggesting that it would be good to come away from this saying, whoever is going to work on this next, here are some things that they could create, you know, documents that they could write up, analyses they could do.
So if we can, I see we're already starting this, which is great. If we can list in those 8 minutes, list those requirements, I think one good thing to do would be to split up the task of evaluating any existing systems to use as a base. And then, you know, between now and a future session in person or on IRC, everyone look at whatever system they've been assigned to investigate and, like, email a report to some location about its suitability for us to use as a base in light of the requirements of DevConf. Okay, it doesn't have to be email. Disclose a report in some location.
This type of list clearly needs some prioritization, of course.
Of course. I was just dumping some ideas, and somebody thought it was a good idea to dump ideas.
From IRC, Eric just mentioned that Richard Darst's scripts are probably worth mentioning.
Yes.
We either need to preserve those or keep that functionality somehow.
Right. So very important is historical. One very good thing about Pentabarf that I've never managed to fully understand is that every transaction ever made to the database is logged. So we can always find out when somebody did something.
That's done via PostgreSQL triggers. It could be added to something else without the application needing to know about it, assuming it's in PostgreSQL.
I'm not sure anyone is suggesting to use MySQL, so.
But SQLite is very easy to set up.
Then it's way too easy. Well, it scales so well. I mean, we have 200 users, not 200,000 users. I mean, it's not a high load system anyway.
Yeah, but Pentabarf currently runs with 17 instances, if I'm not mistaken. Don't ask me why. Some processes are slow, so some processes tie up a given instance for minutes.
Oh. I'm sure Christian would disagree.
Talk rating is both, there's a rating for submissions, and then there's a rating for how the talks went. And I think those are very distinct systems. They probably need to be
the
distinct.
Second, by the way, is open already for this year in Penta. So we can start rating speakers on how the talks were. If we make internationalization a low priority, it will never happen. Either the system is designed to be internationalized or not.
And don't forget that for this type of, at least translations, we have several teams for almost all languages in Debian that would be very happy to do the translation of the DebConf or system, whatever. One thing maybe that wasn't mentioned that would be the advantage of having multiple systems is that despite the fact that we have to design interfaces and stuff, we might use something in Python for users because it's very suitable for this, and something in Ruby for video, for whatever, because it's more suitable for it. And then the interface can happen over database, tables, accessed, blah, 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 or whatever else. And it might be an advantage of having specific systems that are very suitable for users and a system that is very suitable for video, and then having just a clear and clearly defined interface.
So is any of you familiar with how the Debian single sign-on system is designed? We may use something.
Shibboleth?
Yeah, I think it is Shibboleth. I'm not sure. But I mean, we couldn't use the Debian single sign-on because we couldn't have participants from outside of Debian.
Of course. No, but using another instance of...
That seems like pretty big overhead, but I would be willing to look into the authentication system if we decide to do that.
I have written single sign-on systems for web complex things. They usually suck after a bit. But, I mean, what if we do what you say, using different bits of infrastructure per team, which makes sense. Yeah, sharing a database is a good way to do it. And we only need the authentication or whatever.
I'm also not sure if you really need real single sign-on in the sense if you sign on to one application, you're actually signed in to the other one too, or if it's just enough to have the same login and password everywhere, synchronized.
Yeah, well, I think it makes sense for something like Penta to have one user account that would be in the central part and flag it as active for different tasks.
Yeah. But that's not single sign-on, that's just synchronized accounts, in my sense. No.
Yeah. Okay, so the time's out. So just following, do you think we should have another live meeting before DebConf's over?
I kind of think it's a reasonable idea on one level, but also it depends if some people are actually going to have time to do anything before then, which some of us are unlikely to, including Gunnar.
Yeah, but I'd love to have some time for
that. I think it's at least reasonable to just gather to see who has knowledge on what technologies, and probably we can also together assess the systems existing, so looking through web pages, looking at the code, if it has like plugin infrastructure, what it does, and just assemble a list to have a start and to get to know each other. So that's my idea.
Okay. Okay, so...
I propose Thursday after everything at the pool.
At pool?
At the pool. Thursday in the evening at the pool after dinner.
Okay.
After dinner. Thursday.
Thursday.
After dinner.
Thank you very much.